Into the Storm by Suzanne Brockman. Prologue. Afghanistan, October 2005. Mark Jenkins was having a meltdown. It was not a particularly good emotional state to be in right now. It was not helping him hide in the cool autumn night just a few shadows away from the valley where the enemy was setting up camp. He double-checked his MP4. It was locked and loaded. His hands, however, were still shaking. Jenk used sheer will and several dozen steadying breaths to try to bring himself back. Some guys in the SEAL teams, like Izzy Zanella, who was eyeing him now from several yards away, operated in a perpetual state of pissed. Izzy set his anger on simmer and used it as fuel. Jenk had always thought that was dangerous. Until tonight. Because simmer was a million times better than the rolling boil of rage that had hit him at the sight of those familiar black running shoes hanging, limply, lifelessly above his head. God damn it! He forced himself to breathe. In. And out. Smooth, not ragged. Focus. He smelled the smoke before he saw the flicker of flames in the distance. Someone had lit a campfire. Proof that the enemy believed they owned this godforsaken patch of dusty land, that they thought they were alone out here in the night. That was good. It was also good that the new guy, John Orlikowski, was RTO for this SEAL patrol, a job Jenk himself usually handled. Being radio man would have required Jenk to glue himself to Lieutenant Jaquette's mountainous side, which would have made it hard for them both to pretend Jenk's hands weren't shaking. Not that the lieutenant hadn't already noticed. On the other side of Izzy, Jenk could see...